Well, let me welcome back to the show one of our favorite guests. He's a New Jersey attorney, also a commissioner of a fantasy baseball league, which works nicely for his brand new book. And speaking of books, he's also an author. Brand new book available now called Deadly Fantasy, A Baseball Story. And let's welcome back to WCTC Andrew Wolfenson. Let's welcome him to the show this morning. Hey, Andrew, good morning. It's Bert Barron. How are you?
I'm good today, Bert. Thank you so much for having me on.
My pleasure. Welcome back, and good to have you back on WCTC. Talk about your latest book here, which looks fantastic. It's called Deadly Fantasy. It has to do with fantasy sports and somebody who gets a little bit too obsessed with winning, I take it.
Exactly. It's about a fantasy baseball league and someone who really just takes it to the ultimate degree. In certain leagues and anything that you do, you have people who are less involved, people who are more involved. This person is the extreme of getting involved. And I think that the baseball theme plays well today. I was listening to the news before about how we've had the third most snow ever and the fourth most days of 1 inch more snow on the ground. So baseball signals spring, so I think it's a good time to have this book, and hopefully people buy it and they'll read about it and think of spring and forget about all the white stuff that's still on the ground.
Yes, I'm sure we will, definitely. And now you run a fantasy baseball league. You're the commissioner of a fantasy league. Guys can get pretty intense about this. Being good at this and winning at this really becomes an obsession. It kind of consumes people if they let it, right?
It does. There are people who are in these leagues and who probably spend every night on the internet scouring various sites trying to find out who the next great young player will be or who's injured, who may not be injured, so they can tamper with the guys on their team and try to win their league. And in this book, there's a reason for it beyond just an obsession. There's a very large prize at the end of $150,000. So this gentleman who has all these other issues in his life because of his preoccupation, his obsession with baseball and the fantasy league, really wants to win that money. And what the book explores is, if someone has the capabilities to do certain things that could affect the league, will they take those steps? In this case, he has what we'll call an in at one of the real major league teams who can then tamper with the lineup of a real team, thereby affecting his league.
Oh, so this really goes quite a long way down the chain here.
It does, and it's
excellent.
A very scary proposition when you think about it, because
yeah.
And it also kind of mirrors what we learned about with steroids in the steroid era in baseball. What will a player do to advance in a league and therefore to the detriment of others? And a lot of the steroid usage focuses on the actual steroids themselves and eradicating the sport of steroids. But what the league isn't really addressing is the fact that the money is so great for the players. So if you're a marginal player who's not going to make a Major League Baseball team, and somebody says to you, take this drug and you'll make a team and make $5 million a year, that's a pretty decent incentive for somebody to take measures they wouldn't otherwise do. And that's sort of mirrored in what goes on in the book.
Very true. Our guest is Andrew Wolfenson, author of the book Deadly Fantasy, A Baseball Story. He's also an attorney that practices here in New Jersey. But you got to get your hands on this book. If you're a fan of baseball and fantasy sports, you'll absolutely love the story. Andrew, is this set in New Jersey? Are the characters in the book here from Jersey?
The character is from New Jersey. He lives in New York now, but his family is still in New Jersey. And there's actually scenes where he comes actually down to Central Jersey, where I grew up as well.
Very good. And how long have you been working on this book? Was this an idea that you've had for a while?
This book I began 20 years ago. And I wrote a basic version of the book 20 years ago, and then it sat on a shelf for about 18, 19 years. And then I pulled it off the shelf and thought to myself I could tweak it a little bit and then try to re-release it. And when I opened it up, I realized there was a big problem with that because I wrote the book in 1994. The difference between 1994 and today, there was no internet back then. There were no cell phones. So you couldn't text anybody, you couldn't email anybody. So I had to make a lot of wholesale changes to the book to bring it into modern times.
Yeah.
And as if to underscore the fact that I really had to make changes, the person who he enlists to help him out is a coach with the Milwaukee Brewers.
Mm-hmm.
And the Milwaukee Brewers changed leagues from the American League to the National League. Since
That's
then,
right.
So I had to do some wholesale changes with that as well.
Good, good. Well, the book looks like a real good read. I recommend it for any baseball fan. Definitely get your hands on this book and check it out. And Andy, you have some book signings coming up in April. You want to talk about where you're going to be, where folks can meet you and get a copy of your book?
Certainly. Thank you. I have what I'll call my New Jersey book tour in the first 2 weeks of April. The first is Friday, April 4th at 6:30 p.m., and that's at Here's the Story, which is located on Stuyvesant Avenue in Union. The next day at 11 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, April 5th, I'll be at the Book Barn on Pocono Road in Denville. And the Book Barn, aside from being closer to my home in Morris County, also all the proceeds from sales of books at the Book Barn go towards St. Clair's Hospital. So it's a very worthy cause as well. And then on April 12th, Saturday, I have two different book signings. At 1 o'clock, I'll be in Clinton at the Clinton Bookshop. And then I'm crossing the state to get to Jersey City at 7 o'clock that night at Tachair, which is T-A-C-H-A-I-R, Art, Books, and Conversation on Newark Avenue in Jersey City.
All good places, and the book is definitely worth reading for baseball fans. If you just like a good old, good suspense story, this is a great read for you, that's for sure. If you're sitting on the beach, maybe at the shore this summer, this is one of those books that you're going to definitely want to be checking out. We do have a link on our Facebook fan page if you want to get some more info. And Andy Wolfenson, always a pleasure to have you on with us here at WCTC, and hopefully we can talk again soon.
You got it, Bert. Thank you so much.